Ni hao, Dongchimen. Xin nian kuai le. And welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the Panda Express of free speech because it's tasty, nourishing food for your brain at a reasonable price. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send the badly needed funded. Okay, this is our first show with Cato for the new year. So happy new year, Cato.
Yes, happy new year. 新年快乐.
新年快乐. And
just want to say real quick, Panda Express is not real Chinese food, and it's not at a reasonable price. It's about as real Chinese food as Taco Bell is Mexican.
Okay, but pandas are cute. They're cute animals. We can agree
pandas,
on
that. But Panda Express is a totally different story. I mean, it tastes all right. You know, if you're hungry, it's fine, but it's not real Chinese food.
Okay. I don't know. I just throwing that out there.
Although, if you want Chinese food, the Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, is coming up in a few weeks, so you can have all the Chinese food you want then. Real Chinese food.
Okay, well, that sounds real good. Well, so there's been stuff going on. China's no longer doing the zero COVID policy, and zero COVID was always a fool's errand. They're not going to have zero COVID no matter what they do. And guess what? They don't have zero COVID, do they? What's going on? What's going on there?
Well, right now, China is pretty much opened up. They've already removed a lot of the testing centers, the mandatory testing centers. Right now, if you're at home, you don't need to come out. Basically, society is opening up, and the people are now free to travel. But the only problem is now the West, and the 180 degree is now freaking out. Oh, my goodness, China is going to spread. Wait a minute. A few weeks ago, the West, Western media, you guys were saying that, oh no, this is all about freedom. Yeah, freedom in China. This is all about freedom. And now you're saying that now you're afraid that China's going to, spread. I mean, what kind of BS, clown hypocrisy is that?
Yeah, and, for the record, neither of us was for the zero COVID policy. Neither of us was for the lockdowns. One thing you can say, though, is, well, two things you can say. One is that unlike Canada, unlike Australia, when the Chinese people stood up and started like throwing stuff at their police, the government said, we got the message, and they stopped the policy, which is unlike what happened in Canada or Australia, where when the truckers in Canada, they demonstrated weeks on end in the freezing cold, only to have their bank accounts frozen and their leaders thrown in jail. And
the Shenan military police violently crushed them, SWAT team, full riot gear to crush the truckers and then seize all their stuff.
Yeah. And so, I mean, did Trudeau get the message? No. Did Xi Jinping and company, I don't know who actually is most responsible for the COVID policy, but did they get the message? Yeah, they got the message and they stopped it. Which is good. And the one other thing is, the lockdowns are bad enough, but if there's one thing worse than the lockdowns, it is the being forced to have to take a sometimes 100% safe and effective deadly vax. And this is what was going on in our country and other countries.
They
didn't have the sometimes 100% safe and effective deadly vax in China. They had a regular vax, which maybe wasn't effective, but it wasn't harmful.
Yeah, it wasn't harmful. Unlike this mRNA that we got here in the West, in the U.S. And of course, you can't take the safe Sinovac here because the big pharmaceuticals want a complete monopoly over the vaccine industry. The vaccine industrial complex, if you will, in the U.S. So,
The thing that was really annoying a couple of years ago when they were doing all this, because I was part of these groups that were trying to give people ways out of, you know, alternatives to taking the vax. And a lot of places, like especially universities, they actually would accept the Chinese vax. That would meet their vaccination requirement. But there was no way for an American to get a Chinese vax. You couldn't go to China because everything was closed. It's available in Mexico, and you could go to Mexico, but the Mexicans wouldn't give an American a vax unless you were a permanent resident. Same for like Panama and Thailand and other countries.
Africa.
And the Africans, you know, the thing is, the Africans haven't had any problem with COVID. Why is that? Is it because they're not vaxxed out? Why aren't they having? Well, because hydroxychloroquine is readily available, and so they have hydroxychloroquine. They're probably not getting, like, in the areas where they have a lot of malaria, they take hydroxychloroquine regularly. At least a lot of people do, and so they're not getting. They weren't having problems, and it's odd, but really the countries, with the possible exception of Belarus, the countries that had the best response to the deadly coronavirus were the African countries, mm-hmm. which they couldn't have a response because they don't have the government capabilities, they don't have the resources, so they didn't respond, and guess what? They didn't have any trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, over Christmas, I was talking to a married couple that I know who, you know, unfortunately, they took the vax because they wanted to go to Canada. They wanted to go out of the country, which they've never been before. And basically, they didn't want to take the vax, but they did. But they said, yeah, we really wanted to go out of the country. And I told them, I'm like, you know, you could have just gone to Belarus where you didn't have to get the vax. I mean, granted, obviously, there may not be a direct flight there. And I'm just kind of speaking superficially. But the point is, though, Belarus was wide open. There was Lukashenko literally did not care, and that's a good thing. They did not care. The only thing he cared about was, protecting his nation's sovereignty from global Western liberalism. And, of course, being a dictator rather than gay.
Yeah, he'd rather be a dictator than gay, which, it's good to be a dictator. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if who is that Jewish screenwriters, something. What was his name? He did something Saddles. What's the name of that called? Blazing Saddles.
That was a Jewish movie.
Mel Brooks. It's good to be king. That's what he said. And Lukashenko said it's good to be dictator. In fact, it's much better to be dictator than to be gay.
Yeah, aka it's better to be a dictator than to be what Mel Brooks put out. That Blazing Saddles. Isn't that full of gays?
I don't know. Was it? It was. I think they. I don't know. Did they have gays back then? It was from the 1970s.
I don't know. But I've heard. I never watched it, but I heard it was bad.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And I guess gayness had already been invented, but it wasn't being mass produced yet. So, and just one asterisk with the Africa thing. I think they actually did have some problems with the COVID in South Africa, but that's because South Africa has like whites and Jews who were freaked out about the coronavirus and have enough say and enough means to implement coronavirus policies. But other than South Africa, I'm not aware of any place in Africa that had trouble. So, but anyway, whereas a month or so ago, you had the Tucker Carlson show and other shows freaking out about not just freaking out. They weren't really freaking out. They were just kind of frothing at the mouth, hoping that these demonstrations in China, which really weren't that huge, but they were, they were there, that they would wind up overthrowing the government. Well, they didn't overthrow the government. The government changed the policy, which is really the way how things are supposed to work, and now they're freaked out that there's coronavirus spreading around China. And honestly, if you've been doing lockdowns and trying to keep a virus from spreading by just – that's a fool's errand. The virus has to run its course, and so it didn't get to run its course. Now it's running its course. Good for them. And I don't know. I really don't care. Like, I was this weekend, I was visiting a friend and his son, actually had strep throat or something, but they were worried that he had the coronavirus and they were having to wear a mask. I said, don't wear a mask around me. If I get sick, that's just because I wasn't working hard enough at staying healthy. You know, it's not his fault if I get sick. So, I mean, obviously, if I was old and decrepit, but you know, if you're old and decrepit, then it's on you to try to shield yourself. Am I being mean?
Do what's best. That's all it is. People can do what they think is best for themselves. And that's not wearing a mask and definitely not taking the vaccine. Definitely not. So,
you know, here's something about the mask. And they are still wearing masks in China. A lot of people got used to wearing masks in China because of particulate pollution in many of the cities. So the cities have, because of the rapid industrialization, they have bad air quality, and so they wear masks. And of course, 100 years ago, when, you know, 80 years ago, I hear that in Pittsburgh, because of all the steel mills, that people, like office workers, would bring an extra white shirt with them because, and they would change their shirt at lunchtime because they got so much soot on their white shirts in the morning. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the story.
By the way, have you been to Gary, Indiana?
I have. Home of Michael Jackson, who is totally based.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Gary's the, that's the one city in Indiana I will never, never go to.
I don't hang out there, but it's if you're going to Chicago from the eastern direction, it's on the way.
Yeah, I guess in that case, I have no choice but to go through. You know, if I'm going to Chicago, I just brought that up because you mentioned Pittsburgh being a steel city. You know, Gary, Indiana was really big in steel too, so it just kind of
Gary
reminded
and Hammond
me of Gary.
Has. Giant steelworks in Hammond. Hammond was the birthplace of, or at least if not the birthplace, it was the childhood home of Gene Shepherd, who's was a longtime radio personality. He had a radio show, and my introductory music, my intro music, is from the Gene Shepherd show. That's where I got it from.
Yeah, Christmas story.
Christmas Story, which is being turned into a musical. Can you imagine that?
Well, I know they came up with the Christmas Story 2, Christmas Story Christmas. You know, maybe some of you might have seen it this past Christmas, where Ralphie is the same actor from the guy, from the 1980s movie. You know, it's set in the 1970s. He's a full-grown man, and he, it's all right. You know, it's kind of a, very, very, just a fun, silly movie to watch with your children if you have any. Kind of thing.
Yeah. So that original Christmas Story was written by Gene Shepherd, and it was just based on stories that he used to tell on his radio show. I remember hearing, when I was a little kid, hearing him tell about Flick sticking his tongue on the metal street pole and getting it stuck there.
And the new one, Flick is a bartender. He owns a bar, and he's, typical Midwestern style of the 70s, with the mustache that kind of comes down, and, very very blue collar, you could say.
Who owns the bar?
Huh?
Who owns the bar? Was it Ralph or Flick?
It was Flick.
Oh, okay.
Flick owns Ralph. Ralph moves to Chicago to, become a writer, which, he's not a very good at, but then he comes back to I guess it's Hammond, Indiana, or Homan, Indiana. Is where, Gene Shepherd, Hammond is probably where he based it off of.
Yeah.
How do we get on this?
Well, I don't know, because we don't have to, we talk about interesting stuff sometimes. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, yeah. Good,
but anyway.
Lighten the mood that way.
Yeah, you had a clip you were going to play, though, a clip for us of, what is it? Hypocritical Western media now saying that China should be locking down because they're going to spread the deadly coronavirus to everybody?
Yeah, something to that effect. I mean, basically in the clip, you know, there's this New Zealand reporter in China who, you know, he works for one of the newspapers in Shanghai, and he basically did a whole rundown of, you know, all these Western talking heads, you know, and their Twitter feed, and he compares, like, their past tweets about how, you know, oh, China doesn't have freedom to China spreading COVID. It's like, you know,
okay. you want to play that clip here?
Yeah, let's
Hello, 大家好，欢迎回到外媒看中国，我是安博然。Now, we've always known that Western media and governments are contradictory, hypocritical liars. But their clownery is on steroids lately after China suddenly pivoted away from COVID zero this month. Today's show is going to be fun. This is Reports on China. I'm Andy Bohr. Let's get reporting. Welcome back, you guys. Today I have some hilarious examples of Western buffoonery to share with you guys. And after that, we'll chat with Eric Zhong about what Chinese people think of all these shenanigans. But first, I wanted to share some awesome news with you guys that I haven't had the chance to share yet. About a week ago, I was absolutely honored to receive a Magnolia Silver Award from the Shanghai government for my work over the past few years. The Magnolia Award has been running for around 3 decades and is given to foreigners who have made notable contributions to the city's development and international cooperation. I want to take this opportunity to thank the city of Shanghai, but also all of you guys for giving me the push to keep going. So cheers. Okay, now, as you all know, China has pivoted away from COVID zero this month after 3 years of extremely strict monitoring and control. At least for the past 2 years, Western media and governments have been trying to pressure China to give up that strict policy, claiming it was draconian, damaging to the economy, and so on. This year, the bullying got even stronger, and people in the West started poking fun at China for still taking COVID so seriously. Literally, I would get comments every single day saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe COVID is still a thing in China. It's nothing now. Get over it." Wow, how the tables have turned this month. As always, China can only do wrong in the eyes of the Western elite, and that includes doing what they've been telling China to do for the past 2 years. As soon as China decided to end COVID zero, the narrative suddenly changed. They didn't try to be discreet about it. They didn't try to hide their clownish hypocrisy. Oh no, they don't need to do that because their audience is already fully blinded by the media machine. Let's have a laugh together at some amazing examples. Check out this Guardian headline from November 30. Zero COVID can't continue in China. Reopening is the only way to quell public anger. And just 4 days later, they were screeching fears of deadly infection surge as China abandons zero COVID policy. On November 23, Kyoto reported that Japanese Prime Minister Kishida was begging China to ease its COVID zero policy when he met with President Xi at the APEC summit in Thailand. Fast forward just a few weeks, and the same Prime Minister Kishida has called for tighter borders to stop travellers from China. Honestly, you can't make this crap up. On November 24, Sky News said, China still imposing damaging and futile COVID zero approach. Sky News host Chris Kenny says China is still trying to impose a damaging and surely futile approach. What do you guys think comes next? You guessed it, Sky News is now fear-mongering. China has recently announced it is abandoning its COVID zero policy, prompting fears in some countries that massive numbers of travelers will spread the disease. Oh no. Anders Kaur, who is apparently a PhD, although you wouldn't guess that by looking at his Twitter, said earlier, the CCP and its zero COVID lockdowns are destroying China's economy. And after China did what he wanted, he cried, modeling predicts 1 million Chinese deaths from COVID-19. A horrific tragedy for China caused by the CPC. LOL. Earlier this year, The Economist said, in stamping out COVID, China has stamped on confidence. Oh, is that right? And now that China's opened up like you wanted?
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is Time Magazine's Person of the Year, I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for cold and flu season. Ukrainian President Zelensky has single-handedly destroyed the free press and his people's freedom of religion. Vladimir Zelensky has taken over the news media in his country. The Ukrainian people can now only see what Zelensky wants them to see. Zelensky has banned one of the oldest religions in his country because it has ties to Russia. Before the Russian invasion, we heard about corruption in Ukraine. Zelensky was accused of jailing his political opponents. There were rumors of mass graves in eastern Ukraine. Now, Zelensky is sainted as the person of the year, and the United States is sending billions of dollars to him, only half of which can be accounted for. Well, what can you expect from the magazine who awarded Adolf Hitler the Man of the Year title for 1938? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
In stamping out COVID, China has stamped on confidence. Oh, is that right? And now that China's opened up like you wanted, China is loosening its COVID restrictions at great risk. Well, US lackey slash reporter Vivian Wu was really sad at the end of November, stating on Twitter, "This COVID zero policy is insane. It shuts down people and stops them from living." Not even 2 weeks later, and she's already shapeshifted. "It is extremely sad to find my relatives and friends in Beijing and many cities in China are all suffering. WeChat groups are flooded with people's sharing of their symptoms of Omicron infections and how they cure themselves. Fever, body pains, sore throat, people enduring, hospitals packed." Yeah, Vivian, that's COVID-19, you know, the virus China's been trying to keep out. Yeah, the same one you wanted to let rip. Let's do one more. Our favorite self-loathing Chinese, Gordon Chang. Earlier this year, he said, "China's regime is intent on destroying China. The zero COVID approach will be continued for another 5 years." And then how do you guys think he reacted when China finally removed COVID zero and he got what he wanted? Let's see. "Pray for Chinese people now defenseless before disease." My gosh, honestly, you guys, you just have to laugh. So why is this happening? Well, like I've been saying for a long time, there can only be negative Chinese stories in Western media. That's the rule. So regardless of what China does, even if it's something that the West has been demanding for the past 2 years, like removing COVID zero, it will still be painted as negative and damaging and stupid by Western elites. Why? because China is a massive threat and they feel it would be extremely dangerous if the average Westerner, already completely and utterly brainwashed by Western media, found out the reality about China, that it's not the draconian, dystopian, dirty and dangerous place it's made out to be. Because if they realize that, they're going to demand better lives. It's that simple. Okay, now I want to briefly bring in friend of the show, Eric Zhong, for a bit of a Chinese perspective. Eric, welcome back to the show. Now, I've been chatting with you over the past few weeks about Western hypocrisy when it comes to China, which is even more evident as China pivots away from COVID zero. So I know how clued up you are, but would it be fair to say that the average Chinese doesn't really follow, or to put it more frankly, really care about how the media in the West paints China?
Well, I think it really depends on the groups of people we're discussing. For me personally, because I've been quite internationally active, so I would follow news like those and see right how those Western media portray things and how that contrasts with how I have my experience here in China. But I mean, most generally speaking, I would say the public don't really care that much about what's going on in their news coverage. And I mean, their news, it's mostly intended for the groups inside their country. You know, they're trying to, for example, send some messages to their domestic audience by depicting what's going on outside of their country.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And it's good to know, I think, that most people don't follow that crap, which is all I see it as. Now, as a Chinese national, like you said before, with significant international experience, how does it make you feel? Like, does it put you off wanting to visit some Western countries, or do you kind of step back and take it with a grain of salt?
Well, I think, first of all, what their media or government are saying can be, should be differentiated from what I feel towards the average people there, their culture, right? So I would say for me personally, that would not put me off directly in any ways, but it does give me more of a perspective of, you know, for example, what their government are thinking about the official ties between the two countries, or at least where they are leading things toward. So my answer, simply put, would be, yeah, no, I don't think that would put me off in engaging in exchanges and dialogues, conversations with people from other countries. But personally, I am still very much open to exchanges and dialogues. And I think those are even more important when some governments or media are meaning no good.
Yeah, so I guess people are really going to need to weigh it up. I guess, though, for me, I'm kind of worried that some Chinese may feel unwelcome overseas when they see any news like this. So for you personally, are you still planning any trips overseas anytime soon now that China is kind of allowing outbound tourism again?
Well, I would love to resume my overseas trips, but so far I haven't got any plan pinned down. I'm still looking for businesses outside and the opportunities to restart those connections or even gain new connections. But going back to your point of media's responsibility, because I think what media are portraying, even to their domestic audience, have huge implications for people that are not just their own citizens or residents. So it's a huge responsibility when you, for example, do a coverage. You shouldn't only think about the agenda you're trying to set there for your domestic audience. It's going to have much deeper and greater implications for the global community, because we're so much more interconnected than ever before.
Exactly. Some very good points there, Eric Zhong. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I'll see you next time. Okay, now let's take a quick look at the results from the latest reports on China poll. I asked, Germany, the US, India and Japan are among countries considering restrictions on travellers from China following the announcement that the border will reopen. What's your view? We had nearly 3,000 votes, 46% of whom said, stupid, didn't they say for years that COVID is nothing now?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We had nearly 3,000 votes, 46% of whom said, stupid, didn't they say for years that COVID is nothing now? 32% said, it's childish and seems like they're just playing games, while around 8% thought it was reasonable because of the chance new variants will develop here in China. Thanks for voting, you guys. And that's it for today's show. As always, I want to know what you guys think. Let me know down below and don't forget to hit like and subscribe if you haven't already. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, so how would you sum up what we just heard?
Well, I mean, the video pretty much speaks for itself. You know, he just went down the list talking about all these different, you know, Western talking heads. You know, basically, on one hand, they criticized the CPC, you know, for violating people's freedoms by locking down, and now they're criticizing the CPC for letting people out and spreading COVID. So it's like, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't in the eyes of these, you know, self-righteous, you know, Western snobs. Now, and then, of course, our favorite neocon of half-Chinese descent, Gordon Chang, you know, he was there too, exposing his usual clownish hypocrisy. Talking about, you know, on one hand, you know, oh, the CCP, you know, they never say CPC, they always say CCP. Oh, the CCP is evil for, installing COVID-zero policy. oh, thanks to the CCP, now the COVID zero is, the COVID's going to spread everywhere. So it's just, that guy is such a clown. It's like, and yet, you know, people take him seriously.
Yeah. And when did he write that book? It was at least 20 years ago. He wrote The Coming Collapse of China.
Coming Collapse of China.
Waiting for it, Gordon. I hope you get the house on it.
I wouldn't, you know, bet my cards for Gordon. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Now, I sent you, before we started recording, I sent you an article from Andrew Anglin, who runs the Daily Stormer website, the most trusted name in news. And he does a good job. And he had an article in there about, what's the guy's name? Scott Adams. Is it Scott Adams, the guy who draws Dilbert?
I don't know. I've never read Dilbert.
I think it is. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. People at home can check it. Scott Adams, I think that's who it is. And I'm not in a position where I can verify that right now. But
is he Jewish?
No. No, he's a boy. And he had been pro-Trump. He was one of the early people in the kind of mainstream cultural elite, one of the first people who got it with the whole Donald Trump thing back in 2015, 2016. But he did push hard for the deadly vax. He shilled hard for that. And then he apparently, I didn't read the original Twitter post or whatever it was that he wrote. I just read Andrew's account of it, but was saying something like, oh, people wouldn't believe the science when we were saying that people should take the vax, and now they're trying to use the science saying that the vax is dangerous. Which is it? You got to pick a side. I mean, are you going to believe what was the science? Is it a brand new science? Has science changed? It was something, some kind of stupid cope. But then it transitions to, actually, all of the problems that we have are due to China.
Yeah, anybody who shills for the Pfizer, Moderna, mRNA vaccines and attacks China is a personal enemy of mine. So this guy just made the list of, you know, my personal enemies. Nothing I can do about it, you know, but for, you know, all you feds listening, no, I'm not making a threat. I'm just simply stating a fact. It's like, you know, basically, if you support the Jewish agenda and you're against China, you're like the worst enemy, in my opinion. Like, you're like, you know, the biggest threat to humanity. You know, those who promote the Jewish agenda, whether it's the mRNA vaccine, whether it's, you know, the global homo, you know, gay anal, you know, tranny crap, and, you know, and then you attack China. I mean, that to me is like the deadliest enemy of humanity.
So, I mean, Andrew reached the conclusion that what this winds up being is simply a distraction. That, no, all of our problems aren't caused by China. All of our problems are caused by our own leadership, by our own government and elites. And, of course, we all know that, and we all know that Andrew Anglin knows this and says this, that the elites are Jewish-dominated. And so the focus on China, you know, whether it's from this guy, whether it's from Tucker Carlson or Josh Hawley or anyone else, I guess he used the example of Marco Rubio, is a distraction. It's completely a distraction. Now, Andrew said that he wasn't, like, that he was basically pretty neutral about China. But, you know, he's not really neutral about China because he sees China as not just an alternative to this, like, Jewish-dominated global homo, but as indispensable to any alternative. So it's not just one possible alternative, but that any alternative to Zio Global Homo has to involve China. I mean, I don't know if I've ever heard him say it exactly like that, but I know that's, you know, from reading him, I know he thinks that. I think that's, you know, demonstrably true.
Well, it's what I said. You know, I've said it, you know, several times on this show, you know, a few shows ago. I'll say it again, is that, you know, Russia is, us dissidents in the West, you know, under, you know, Judeo-Global Homo, Russia is our only hope, and China is Russia's only hope.
Yeah.
So, I think Russia is the only one that can, you know, has enough power to, you know, defeat, you know, Zio-Judeo-Global Homo, and China is the only one with the economy to be able to, you know, keep Russia going. So,
right.
It's like Russia needs China, and we dissidents in the West need Russia, basically.
Yeah, and I guess it's possible that history could have unfolded with the gauntlet being thrown down in the Taiwan Straits as opposed to in, you know, the Donbass. And, you know, who knows how that would have worked out. Hopefully China and Russia would have been able to come together and take a stand there. But at any rate, the way it's worked out is the Jews who run the State Department, who run American and thus Western and NATO foreign policy, they had Putin in their sights. And almost certainly the idea was, okay, if we can regime change Putin, then China's isolated and we can get China next. And then with China out of the way, everything else is just shooting ducks in a pond. You know, nothing else stands a chance if Russia and China are out of the way. And fortunately, the way it's turning out is because this war I'm sticking to this. I've been saying it over and over again. But the war itself was using Ukraine as a sacrificial lamb in order to create animosity towards Putin and his government so that you could justify unprecedented economic sanctions that would lead the Russian people into poverty and thus overthrowing their own government. And that's not happening, and it's not happening because of the economic backing from China. Because of the when I say economic backing, I don't even mean foreign aid type of backing, but just markets, trade.
Yeah. China saying whatever the West refuses to buy from me, we'll buy it. And now, you know, India's doing too. Whatever the West refuses to buy from me, we'll buy from you. So.
India, yeah. These countries are big, not as big and important as China, but because China did not partake in the sanctions, that made it possible for India, for Indonesia, for Pakistan, for Saudi Arabia, for Turkey, for all these other countries on the Eurasian, in particular in Asia. I mean, basically all of Asia is siding with Russia. With the exception of, Japan, South Korea, maybe, you know, Taiwan, Philippines, something like that. But
even the Philippines, too. I think the Filipino president, I think he went to China. He was the first foreign leader to visit China after New Year's, I think.
Oh. And this is Marcos. Is his Bong Bong Marcos? Is that his name?
I'm not sure. I just know he's related to the Marcos family.
Yeah, is he Imelda's son? Imelda and their son or their grandson?
Ferdinand.
And I think, isn't his nickname Bong Bong?
I don't know.
They have a custom of silly names, silly nicknames, kind of like the Israelis do, too, like BB, Bong Bong. Zip. they have kind of clown kind of names, but, yeah, that's all right.
I know in the Philippines it's only one term. As president, so, you know, Duterte, obviously, you know, his term was finished. So, remember Duterte?
Yeah, Duterte.
He was probably one of the best presidents. Yeah.
He seemed pretty basic.
He was the one that basically, destroying all the drug dealers.
Yeah, they can going hardcore on the drug dealers. Okay, hey, there's something else. We didn't talk about this before, but I'm just going to spring it on you. I think I want to talk a little bit about echo chambers, which, you know, could also be groupthink. And I think this can help explain a lot of things, everything from China's zero COVID policy to all sorts of ideas that people on the left or the right or wherever get. We tend, you know, we tend to talk in echo chambers, and we tend to be often surrounded by people who say and think more or less the same things. There's the confirmation bias. And are you familiar with these terms, echo chamber and groupthink?
Yeah, I know what echo chambers are. Like you know, when all the people who are getting deplatformed from Twitter and they all went to Gab, and people say, well, then they're both echo chambers. Twitter is for, you know, the liberal lefty, you know, the lefty degenerate types, and then Gab is for, like, you know, it ranges from, you know, boomer conservatives to, you know, neo-Nazis. So, yeah, I know what echo chambers are, which, here's the thing, I mean, it's good to be around people who think the same as you, because then you can encourage one another, but then at the same time, it's like, if it's too much, then you think that, you know, you're regurgitating the same thing over and over again. You know, you tend to lose perspective a lot of times.
And also, you tend not to be challenged. And, there are some things that regular listeners to the show know are kind of pet peeves with me. So, for instance, you know, on the so-called left, everybody's talking about global warming, right? And they have their echo chamber, and, you know, their scientists say that, a friend of mine was saying today that if, you know, within the next 30 years, if we don't stop the such and such, then everything's spinning out of control and civilization ends. Okay. Then you've got people, on RBN or similar networks who are saying, well, there's absolutely no such thing as man-made global warming. And they're both kind of echo chambers. And, you know, in Oxford, England, about a month ago, and this is something that people on RBN were speculating about for the past few years, ever since you had the COVID lockdowns, you did have people saying, the next thing you know, we're going to have climate lockdowns. And in Oxford, England, which is, I guess, a, you know, smallish university town, I think it's where Oxford University is located. So when I say smallish, it can't be that small. But they're going to have something like climate lockdowns, where you're not going to be able to drive your car more than so many miles, or you're not going to be able to go more than so many miles. So this is where they're doing, like, the test run. And I hear people talking about it, and then I hear them say, well, there's no such thing as global warming. And to me, it's like, let's just say, because I don't think that's the right response. I don't think it's the right response. I think the right response is, you know, the hell you're going to tell me where I can and can't go, right? If you were to convince me that, well, I mean, I think there is man-made climate change, but let's just say somebody who doesn't think there is. If you don't think there's climate change, and then I was able to convince you there were climate changes, do you think that then you should go along with the climate lockdowns? Would that
of course
be
not.
No. And so it's let's just say, I'm going to say one more thing. I'll hand it over to you. Let's just say that somebody came out and said, you know, men are physically larger and stronger than women, and it gives them an unfair advantage. They're physically stronger because of testosterone, and therefore we've just got to cut their balls off. What do you say? Are you going to say, we are not stronger and bigger than women? Or are you going to say, you know, don't come near my balls, or, and then whatever, you know, famous tough guy line from the movies you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's a kind of a gross, you know, disgusting exaggeration of
and no, but still, I think it's a good illustration.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the you know, people who believe in climate change or not. whether someone believes in man-made global warming or not, I'm pretty sure neither one of them wants to be locked down and, you know, and told they can only go so many miles. It's like, you know, the only people that do willingly are you know, they're a very, very small group. You know, they live in, like, the urban metro centers, and then, you know, they don't – well, you know, people that live in, like, you know, downtown Manhattan and crap like that, those are really the only people that, you know, would do that. But, no, I mean, for most of middle America, no. It's whether they believe in global warming or not, it's not going to – they're not going to, you know – yeah, they're not going to – want to comply and take a, you know, give up some of their freedom.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
They're not going to want to comply and take a, you know, give up some of their freedoms. We'll put it that way.
See, my thing is that the important debate to be had isn't whether or not there's climate change. The important debate to be had, or, you know, whether or not there is a coronavirus. The important debate to be had is whether these policies make any sense at all, and they don't make any sense. I'd rather be having a discussion on the policy. I don't know. Maybe this is not anything new.
Well, the problem is you get these shills on there that are going to say, oh, well, Russia and China, well, China's not complying with the climate change. Well, why are we looking at China? Because China doesn't care about these stupid policies in the West. That's why. But that's the thing when you have with people who, you know, these normie cucks, shall we say, who, you know, they even though they don't believe in global warming, they're always going to point fingers at China no matter what. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, well, I mean, China, they're, on the one hand, they're building lots of coal plants. On the other hand, they're building lots of solar. They're building lots of wind.
Yeah, they're doing everything. Hydroelectric, you know.
Hydroelectric.
Yeah, the Three Gorges Dam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're building it. So, it's, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's, let's see, where were we going with this?
This is something that I'm going to be talking about probably, you know, with David too, and, over the next weeks and whatnot is kind of the echo chamber, the hive mind, because this is something that David's got interested in, the hive mind. But, you know, we're running close to the end of our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have anything? Fast today.
Yeah, it goes fast. Well, especially with the video that we played. That we totally played that video.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I mean, we've so far, what is this, the first... We already went through one full week of 2023. Yeah, this is the first week. We're recording this on Sunday, so this is the first week, full week of 2023. So congratulations, we've made it through one week of 2023 without any bruises, or scratches, well, or you know any injuries. Apart from you know the personal individual ones that we might get on the street or you know walking down the street or something.
Well, I mean, when you compare it to the first weeks of the past few years, like 2020, the first week. A, you had the assassination of Soleimani, and then B, you had the first pictures coming out of Wuhan, which were, you know, turned out to be pretty ominous. And then, of course, 2021, the first week of January 6th. And then last year, you were getting, even in December, you were starting to...
You're breaking up.
I was talking about Russia's about to invade. Russia's about to invade. Okay. Well, anyway, let's just quit while we're ahead. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that. One thing. Oh yeah, one positive thing that did come out the first week of 2023. Putin, of course, he, in good tidings of great joy, because that's when Russia celebrates their Christmas. He ordered a ceasefire on the Ukraine. Of course, the Jew Zelensky was like, no, that's a trap. No, we want to keep fighting. But Putin, you know, in his good grace. So let's issue a ceasefire. So that was good news coming out of Russia. Of course, you know, after that, you know, Russians are going to mobilize, which is good too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Kato.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be back this first week.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National People Radio.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about
is What's for Dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.